You're about to enter Nowhere, California.
If you like what you hear, please search for us on iTunes. Look at Nowhere, California, all one word. You can also find us on Facebook.com/Nowhere, California. Please hit like.
And as always, we are very hungry for your feedback. So if you have any requests or anything like that, please send your love, your hate, or your apathy to Nowhere_California@yahoo.com.
Welcome to Nowhere, California Presents, our conversation with Terry Wiseman. It's Josh, and I'm sitting down to talk with Terry Wiseman on the phone about his great comedy, The A-Plate. It's a comedy centered around the world of used cars and the hierarchy of the used car world. So, as always, I'm going to just keep my mouth shut and let you get to the conversation because it's a lot better than this intro. Here you go. We are now joined by Terry Wiseman. How is your day going today?
It's going great, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good. Doing something I love to do is talk to some great filmmakers. I guess the best way to start with these interviews is when did your passion for filmmaking begin?
I guess it really started back in the mid-80s. I didn't do anything about it then, but I was coming off of, I was doing stand-up comedy at the time, and I actually thought I was going to write television. So I wrote a lot of spec scripts at the time, which were, and I was flying back and forth to California, and I was thinking of getting some representation. And then I thought, gee, I'm not so sure. I just began to raise a family, and I wasn't so sure I wanted to move from the East Coast to the West Coast. So I thought, well, what could I do other than that? And at the time, it seemed like, well, let me try putting these television scripts down and seeing if I could write a movie. And so I think it would be fair to say that I started to write a movie without knowing what I was doing around 1985.
Oh, that's awesome. So basically, you kind of went the trial by fire route. You didn't do any kind of like schooling or anything for it?
Actually, I did. Once I saw that I needed to know what I was doing, but also enjoyed what it was I was already doing, I did take some courses. There used to be classes up in Maine at the Film and Television Workshop, and I took screenwriting, and I took a few classes up there, which were month-long resident kind of arrangements. We went up there for either a week or a month, and you lived in residence up there, and I did that a few times. And then I also took a director's workshop up there and an actor's workshop. Even though I never acted, I wanted to be able to, you know, get a sense of what that felt like. So I did that, and I went to some of the local universities here when they would offer either night classes on screenwriting or weekend classes. So I did get an informal education on it, so to speak.
That's a good way to do it, getting both sides of the camera with the acting and the directing workshops. There any filmmakers that were your favorites that you looked up to early in your career?
Actually, yes. I was, attracted to Woody Allen and Mel Brooks. And I still credit three today that I still use something from all the time. And they're the three Brooks. There's Mel Brooks, there's James Brooks, and then there's Albert Brooks. All writers, all filmmakers, I really learn a lot from most of their films. Of course, I like Cameron Crowe and James Cameron and all those films, but they don't really speak to, James Cameron doesn't really speak to the kind of films that I like to make.
Yeah, the three books, as you speak of, are brilliant comedic geniuses.
I think so, yes, I think so.
This leads us into talking about The A-Plate. What led you into writing this script?
Well, as I've been pursuing my writing and directing and movie-making career, I was working in the car industry, and you know, I've seen a lot of films, or I've seen a lot of car dealerships or salespeople portrayed in that really negative way, just that stereotype used so often. And I can see where people get that from, but I thought there was some truth in it. If you could pull the truth out of that, you could find the comedy from it, because, you know, the car business is a difficult business. Car salespeople are probably the most honest people I know in general that I've worked with over the years, and have worked for me. But overall, I think if I took the stereotype of the salesman and the environment that people think the dealership is, I thought there was a comedy there. I really did. I thought we could take some comic elements from that and do something with it. So I started working on that, which happened to be my second film that I made, obviously learning from my first. So, yeah, I think that's where I got it from.
That's awesome. I work in sales, too. I work in the retail world of Target. And your script for A-Plate, were there any true-life events that you threw into the script just because they were too insane to actually be real but would be perfect for the script?
No, actually, no. I think if you really take the real-life things, they would be a little too mundane for a comedy, you know. So I can't say I really took anything actual, but I did take the essence of, again, what people seem to think goes on, and I just exaggerated that to try to squeeze the comedy out of it.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. What are some of the traits that you look for in your cast and crew before production starts?
Well, I think I can read people pretty well, and I want, if I'm going to do a film with somebody, and I think if you're going to be with somebody for 3 or 4 weeks, you want to at least like them and get along with them. And so during the casting process, I would always spend a few minutes before and after with someone who not only showed me their acting chops and how good they were, but I also wanted to take an extra moment with them and talk with them a little bit and see what they were all about, because I really want to like the people I'm working with. And I think we did the same thing not only in this film with the actors, but I think we did it with the crew as well. We didn't do a formal interview, but informally we did talk to a lot of the crew before they were hired.
That's a good way to do it. One of the key things with production and everything is location. The location that you chose, was it kind of a easy, like, tight-knit area, or did you have, like, multiple locations?
Well, we had multiple locations, but what really decided that we filmed this film in southern New Hampshire, and I actually filmed my first film here as well. And the reason we did the A-Plate here is the most important one was finding a dealership to use. And once we found the dealership, then we knew we could find the rest of our locations around that. But obviously, because it's about a dealership, it was the toughest location to find, and we just happened to find one here in southern New Hampshire. So it worked out very, very well for us.
That's awesome. As being the writer and director of this, do you allow the cast to improv, or do you like to keep them on the script?
Well, I like to at least get the shot that's written, but with... when you have the time, which I try to allow for in most of the scenes, I did want to see some improv. But it's funny you should mention that, because I think letting the improv happen to find the comedy was more important to me than during the dramatic parts or the sensitive parts of the script or the warmth of the script. I think the way I wrote that didn't need much improvising at that point, you know. So I did allow them to improvise, and Sir McMurray, just as an example, you know, he's such a talented guy and so funny. He's been in so many things, dramatic and comedic. He was just incredible. Him and I would laugh so much on the set, and his instincts were so much better than, in some cases, than anything I could have written. So yeah, I wanted to see Sam kind of improvise when he could and when we could find the time to do that.
Oh, that's amazing when you can get somebody on set like that where you're just like, just let him have at it.
Oh yeah, and he always came through, because I would just tell him, you know, Sam, why don't you just play with it a little bit, and he would just riff right on it, and it was perfect. You know, it wasn't most of what he had. I wish I could have used some of the things he used for the same scenes over and over again. I could have made a whole different movie with some of the improvisation he did. It was just fantastic. All the cast was, but Sam in particular.
Can't wait for those deleted scenes.
It would make a nice blooper reel, that's for sure.
Definitely. From the first draft of the script to the final cut, what are your feelings towards the finished product?
Well, when you finish finish the product, you always, I think it's fair to say that you feel you did your best and you put everything forward through every portion of the process, you were doing your best and delivering your best. I can tell you now, after a couple of years have passed, that I can see things that I might have done different or things I might have changed, but I think that's true with all filmmakers. I really do. The more filmmakers I talk to, they all seem to say the same thing, because you grow as a writer and you grow as a filmmaker, so you can't help but look back on your work and say, oh, I wish I thought of this, or I wish we had done that. But for the most part, when we wrapped and we were in post-production and we finished and we delivered the product, I felt it was the best I could do at the time. I really do. I felt I gave it everything I had.
Oh, I definitely agree with you on that one. This was a really good, funny, and heartfelt movie about used cars.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think, you know, because you talk to a lot of filmmakers, you know, the filmmaking process is a difficult one, but when you're doing it not only as a business, but as a labor of love, it brings out so many wonderful, wonderful times in your life. I mean, the 4 weeks of shooting, as an example, was just the most fun I could ever ask for. It was just great. And it was hard work, and they were long days, and we're doing many pages a day, being a low-budget film, but when you hire people you like to be with, it's an enjoyable process. I can say that firsthand, and it was just a great time. It really was, Josh.
That's awesome. And I guess the final question before we wrap everything up, what are your hopes for A-Plate as time progresses and more people get a chance to see this funny, great movie?
Well, now that it's been released on VOD, which I think you know, you know, it's available on Dish Network, Amazon, Blockbuster, iTunes. I mean, that's a great rollout for the film. We're still hoping to get it on some kind of cable, whether it's Encore or Showtime. It's much more difficult to get these films on those platforms now, though, only because all those cable networks are producing their own product and their own content now and their own original programming. So those opportunities are few and far between. But for the most part, that would be the next thing I'd like to see happen. I'd like to see it get on cable so people can at least, because right now, I know people will look for the film, but I'd like to see more people look for the film. And then obviously we're going to look for international rights, selling those soon too. So all good stuff to look forward to, Jaws. Good stuff.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much, Terry, for coming on the show and talking with us. Can you tell us where we can find you online, and if you want to tell us about any of the upcoming projects you have coming?
Yeah, sure. Well, both those can be answered with one. My website would be creativebalancefilms.com. It's the name of my company, which is Creative Balance Films. And if I can just jump in and say that the reason I named my company, that is exactly what we've been talking about in this interview, is that I think when you make a film, I wanted to come up with a name that represented to me what it was to make a film. And when I named my company Creative Balance Films, it's because I really believe it takes a creative balance of people to make the film. So you can find it again at creativebalancefilms.com. You can find my bio and my producer's bio, and also some upcoming projects we're working on right now and things we put into development. So out of the things that you'll see on there, I'm not sure which one will be my third film, but it definitely will be a third film coming. Not sure if I'll be going into production the end of 2015 or the beginning of 2016, but if anybody wants to visit the website and contact me through there, I'd love to hear from them.
Awesome, man, and I hope definitely we'll be able to talk about those upcoming projects here on Nowhere, California.